Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone. The Miami Heat have a chance to clinch the NBA championship in tonight's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The finals have turned the nation's attention and cameras towards Miami and Miami Beach. Freelance journalist and Miami native Jordan Melnick wants to remind us all there's more to Miami than South Beach. He has this personal commentary.
And this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
In 2010, LeBron James spoke those infamous words on ESPN before a TV audience of almost 10 million viewers. Cleveland was the city where he played his first 7 years as an NBA basketball player for the Cavaliers, taking the franchise to its first ever championship series. Those words redefined the city of Cleveland as the former home of LeBron James, as the small market city that could not contain his ego and ambition. But those words didn't just redefine Cleveland. They also misdefined Miami. You see, James said he was taking his talents to South Beach. Thing is, the Miami Heat calls the city of Miami home. South Beach is a neighborhood in another city, the city of Miami Beach. To the outsider, and probably to many an insider, this might seem like petty semantics. After all, both cities are part of the same county, Miami-Dade County, Miami for short. But the distinction becomes meaningful when you realize that James' South Beach slip has become a byword around the country for everyone who resents or even hates James, and by extension the Miami Heat, and by further extension Miami itself, for abandoning Cleveland. South Beach. To millions of people it conjures, as it always has, fun and sun, but now also betrayal, even villainy. Furthermore, it no longer only refers to a relatively small neighborhood within the city of Miami Beach. Now it refers to Miami as a whole, city, county, culture, community. If you think I'm exaggerating, consider this. The Boston Celtics have a fairly robust marketing campaign, centered in large part on the declaration, "I am not South Beach." This is in stark contrast to the statement, "I am a Celtic." The latter statement is clearly meant to connote good things, such as pride, honor, and loyalty. "I am not South Beach" is the opposite of all that. Then there's the way ESPN commentators routinely label the Heat's home South Beach, even though American Airlines Arena is in downtown Miami, which is separated from South Beach proper by a big, beautiful body of water called Biscayne Bay. You see, when journalism bumps up against entertainment, entertainment usually takes precedence. In the "I am not South Beach" narrative, South Beach is a fitting setting for a villain like LeBron James, who actually lives in quaint, quiet Coconut Grove. Now, it would be silly for me to pretend that outsiders completely misunderstand Miami, that the postcard of fun and sun we send out to the world is utterly false. But the postcard sells Miami short, especially today. With its burgeoning art, music, and even literary communities redefining Miami for the better, the superficial South Beach stereotype has never been further from the truth. As the Heat head into Game 5 against the Oklahoma City Thunder with a commanding 3-1 lead, things have changed a little. People love a winner, and the haters have quieted down. But the B-roll during the game still shows the iconic "Welcome to Miami Beach" sign, the sign you would see as you were driving away from Miami. You know, maybe to celebrate a championship. And since the Heat started the NBA Finals as a rare breed, the despised underdog, I needed to say a word for what Miami is not, and for that matter, where it is not. I needed to say a word because I not only want very much for Miami the team to succeed in the NBA Finals this year, but for Miami the city to succeed in redefining itself as a place that no one postcard could portray in its entirety. As LeBron said in his notorious quote, "This is very tough." It's true, but I know Miami's up to it.
That was Jordan Melnick. He's a journalist and the editor of the culture and community news blog Beached Miami. This essay was adapted from a piece on beachedmiami.com. Under the Sun is produced by Alicia Zuckerman and Dan Gretsch, along with associate producer Trina Sargalski. This summer marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. We're looking for your stories. You can send them to us at wlrnunderthesun.org. I'm Kenny Malone.